This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. It's been more than a decade since the northern spotted owl was listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. But despite a recovery effort that radically reduced timber harvests in the Pacific Northwest, the owl is still on a path toward extinction. In our series marking the 30th anniversary of the Endangered Species Act, NPR's Elizabeth Arnold has this second of two reports.
The northern spotted owl is now one of the most intensely studied species in the world. 10 years of research and more than 1,000 published studies detail the threats to its survival, but there's still no sure way to stop its decline. That's wildlife biologist Scott Gremmel, not an owl. He's been tracking, banding, and studying northern spotted owls in Olympic National Park since 1994. He's a hooter. That is, his hoots are so convincing, the owls respond.
It takes a while to get good at it. The goal is not to say who, which is what everybody wants to do at first. It helps to hear a lot of owls, too. They're really good at it.
Today, Gremmel is trying to find a particular owl in 500,000 acres of forest, which gives new meaning to needle in a haystack. But with maps and data from a decade of tracking owl pairs here, he has a pretty good idea where to head. Straight up through a thick tangle of centuries-old Douglas fir and Sitka spruce. After a few hours of bushwhacking through the forest in what seems like a random direction, the owl soundlessly appears.
Which way did he come from? Up? He's up? Nope. Okay, got him. He's against the trunk.
Him right there. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
He's big.
Yeah, they're good sized.
He
heard the hooting and waited a little bit just till I'd gone by and flew up.
Within just a few yards at shoulder height, a large dark-eyed owl is perched, nonplussed by our presence. He gives a slow, deliberate blink and a sideways tilt of the head, seemingly self-assured despite the decade of controversy that surrounds him. But his species isn't doing well, even here in the park, in protected old-growth habitat.
Certainly what we're seeing here is that the spotted owl is in some trouble in places where logging hasn't affected it.
A few hundred miles south at a Forest Service research station in Oregon, Eric Forsman stares at a computer screen of numbers. He's considered to be the spotted owl guy, but now he's focused on a different species, the barred owl, a more aggressive owl which has moved into prime spotted owl territory and is pushing it out.
So the barred owl seems to be kind of the new kid on the block, and we think that they are actually displacing spotted owls from many areas as they invade.
That's what Gremmel's fieldwork confirms, and the results of a dozen other ongoing studies.
And yeah, it's kind of thrown a monkey wrench into a lot of our attempts to manage the spotted owl, because historically we thought if we just did a good job of managing habitat for the owl, everything would work out just fine. And now we have this new stressor, this new species that's moved in and is, you know, even if we do a really excellent job of managing habitat, this new species seems to be causing problems.
Spotted owls have declined by as much as 50% in Washington state over the last 10 years. Forsman believes the barred owl is part of the problem, but there are other threats as well. Scientists worry that along with catastrophic wildfire, sudden oak disease could wipe out large areas of tan oak, a tree favored by the spotted owl, in Oregon and Northern California. And there's the potential spread of West Nile virus, which has killed one spotted owl in captivity. These new threats have led the timber industry to question the original notion of setting aside forests to save the owl. Chris West is vice president of the American Forest Resource Council.
Just saying we're going to lock it up and walk away and just let Mother Nature perpetuate old growth isn't meeting the needs of the spotted owl or society.
West's organization sued to require the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to review the last 10 years of research on the owl to determine whether it should remain a threatened species.
The owl's having problems, and I don't think anybody from the timber industry would disagree. We just want to make sure that the true risks are identified instead of the preoccupation with preservation of old growth just for the spotted owl.
Word of the owl's dwindling numbers has reopened old wounds in timber towns across the Pacific Northwest, where thousands of jobs were eliminated when federal forests were shut down to logging. In Forks, Washington, Paul Kitchell, who spent most of his life working in the woods, shakes his head with exasperation.
I don't know. I mean, I would like to have somebody explain to me. I don't care if it's, you know, an environmentalist, Greenpeace, somebody tell me something good has come of this, because I don't see it.
Kitchell knows there's life after logging. He served as county commissioner, as a member of the school board, and founded his own company. But the Endangered Species Act has confounded and consumed him over the years.
It's been a disaster on a scale. It's just mind-boggling.
Do you think extinction is something we should even be worried about?
If it's a natural event, no. There's an argument that can be made that there's nothing that you can do out there that's going to stop this owl population from a decline. If it's declining in Olympic National Park with, you know, 1 million acres, what in God's green earth are you trying to do to protect it in those areas outside of the park that you think is going to have any impact?
University of Washington forest ecology professor Jerry Franklin has been one of the most vigorous and authoritative champions of habitat protection for the owl. But the goal, he says, has always been much larger than the owl, which was simply an indicator of something out of balance in the forest.
The bird did become the flagship, did become the symbol of the old growth conifer forest in the Northwest, but Congress recognized very early on this wasn't about spotted owls. And I remember Congressman Volkmer saying as we went out the hearing room door, and don't forget about the fish. We don't want some damn fish blowing us out of the water after we've solved this thing.
Franklin is one of the experts on the panel reviewing the science of the last 10 years for the Fish and Wildlife Service decision. He says it shows that while habitat is essential, it may not be enough, and that invading species may be a bigger threat than habitat loss was in the 20th century. He's hopeful research on the owl won't simply rekindle a battle over cutting trees, but rather inspire bigger thinking about the health of ecosystems.
I'm basically an optimistic person. But, you know, my eye is on something much bigger than the northern spotted owl these days. My eye is on what I see as major new threats in this 21st century and trying to get people to stop fighting the old wars and being concerned about the old issues and look clearly at what's coming at them. The northern spotted owl may help them to do that.
Back in Olympic National Forest, Scott Gremmel isn't about to give up on the owl. If they hadn't been studying it here, he says there'd be even fewer answers about what's happening now. And he points to other species here, red tree voles, flying squirrels, marbled murrelets, mosses, and lichen, all dependent on the same kind of forest.
It truly is a work in progress here. I couldn't really tell you where we'll be in 10 years.
Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Olympic National Forest.
Part one of the series is at npr.org.